Hello, good afternoon. I'm calling from Florida International University. We are conducting a survey on residents' perceptions of hurricane threats and damage reduction, as well as how the current economic situation has affected you and your household. Let me ask you, is your home a single-family home, a townhome, apartment, manufactured, or mobile home?
It's a manufactured home.
A manufactured home?
Pardon?
Sorry, you said a manufactured home?
Yes.
Okay, and do you own or rent your home?
I own.
Okay, thank you. And please tell me, in what year was your home built?
1982.
Okay, thank you so much. In this case, have any upgrade modifications have been made to the property? Like,
Yeah, I put a new roof on, new windows all the way around.
Okay, those are impact windows?
Yes.
Okay, and like roofing upgrades, drainage upgrades, structural upgrades, or other upgrades?
That's about it, except for the roof. Had a new roof put on probably about 5 years ago.
Okay, got it. And structural upgrades have been made to the property?
No structural, no.
Okay, thank you so much. And how many years have you been a permanent resident of Florida?
Since 1959.
1959, you said. Okay, mm-hmm. Like, how many years are those?
Pardon me?
I couldn't hear you properly. Like, around how many years you have living in Florida?
Since 1959.
Okay, let's see. Okay, thank you. Okay, and can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay, sorry about that. Have you or any adults in your household experienced any of the following: tropical storm, category 1 hurricane, until category 5 hurricane?
You could say all of the above.
All of those?
Yeah.
Okay, and in this case, can you tell me the name or the year of the tropical storm?
I've lived through Hurricane Donna, Hurricane Dora, Matthew, I can't remember the other two, it's off the coast of East Coast, so I've lived through all those. And I've experienced some high winds from the one I went through the lower portion of Florida years ago.
Okay, so that one that you mentioned, that you said Dora, that one is was a hurricane category 1, or which category?
I really don't know. Back in those days, they didn't really categorize the storms. I imagine Dora was probably a category 2. Donna was maybe a category 3. And Matthew, I think, was a category 5, but by the time they got to Jacksonville, where I live, it had been downgraded to almost number 3. And the others, I don't know what kind of categories they were. I have no idea.
Okay, the other ones you don't remember. Okay.
No.
Okay, so it'll be just Dora, Donna, and Matthew, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you so much. And in this case, have you or any adults in your household lived in a home physically damaged by hurricane?
No.
Okay, thank you. And how vulnerable do you feel to damage from a hurricane-related tornado or flooding hazards? Do you feel extremely vulnerable, somewhat vulnerable, or not too vulnerable?
Somewhat vulnerable.
Okay, thank you. If a serious hurricane threatens your home, how would you prepare?
Well, I'd secure everything and probably evacuate.
evacuate. Okay, thank you. Mm-hmm. When would you begin to prepare your home for a hurricane? For example, when a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. When a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. Or when your home is already prepared and could be secured within a few hours.
Probably if I knew it was coming in advance, it'd probably be maybe 3, 4, or 5 days that I'd prepare myself for.
Okay, thank you. And considering yourself and others in your household, how certain are you that your household would have all the information needed to protect yourself and your home from a hurricane damage? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Very certain.
Okay, thank you. Please select your top three sources of information. Internet sources, radio, TV, newspaper, friends and family, social media, or WhatsApp?
Probably TV and social media.
Okay, and the other one?
I can't remember the question I asked on that.
No worries. You can select up to three sources of information that you prefer.
Okay.
So you have internet, radio, newspaper, friends and family, WhatsApp?
I'd say friends and neighbors.
Okay, thank you. And on a scale from 1 to 5, with 1 being least prepared to 5 being most prepared, how would you rate your household preparedness?
Right now, probably about 3.
3. Okay, thank you. Have any of these factors impacted your ability to prepare for a hurricane or a storm? For example, transportation costs, cost of housing, cost of insurance, loss of income or employment, property taxes, cost of food and other essentials, cost of childcare, or none of the above has affected my hurricane preparedness?
I say none of them has affected it, really.
Okay, none of those?
No.
Okay, thank you. And is your home located in a flood or evacuation zone?
No.
Okay, thank you. And when would you evacuate? If a hurricane watch is issued, hurricane conditions are possible within 48 hours. If a hurricane warning is issued, hurricane conditions are expected within 36 hours. If a Category 3 hurricane or a stronger was going to hit your home within 24 hours, if emergency management officials order you to evacuate, or probably never?
Probably within 24 to 36 hours.
Okay, 36 hours.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And if you needed to evacuate, where would you go? To a local shelter, to the house of a nearby friend, family, another location within the state, as fast as possible to another state, or you wouldn't leave under any circumstances?
I would probably go to a nearest neighbor or relative.
Okay, thank you. And how many vehicles are available in the household?
One.
One. Okay. And what is the dollar amount deductible on your home insurance policy?
Off the top of my head, I really couldn't tell you.
Okay, no worries. And how confident are you that you could come up with $2,000 for an unexpected hurricane damage?
Very sure.
So you're certain you could come up with those $2,000, right? Or probably?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. And how has your home insurance rate changed in the last 1 year? For example, it decreased significantly over 10%, it decreased somewhat 10%, or remained the same? Increased somewhat 10%, or increased significantly over 10%?
I think it's increased by 10%.
Like significantly or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Okay, in the last 1 to 3 years?
I think so, yep. I've noticed some more about the last couple of years.
Okay, so you would say also increased somewhat, right?
Right.
Okay, between the last 3, 5 years, remained the same, decreased or increased?
It stayed about the same.
Okay, and the last one is that between 5 and 10 years?
I think it's increased some, not too much.
Okay, somewhat increased, correct?
Right.
Oh, okay, thank you. Okay, in this case, we have completed more than a half right now, so thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. So I'm going to be quicker right now, okay? As a result of this increase, what actions did you take? Change insurance provider, increase amount of deductible, decrease coverage, or nothing? You continue paying for higher rates?
I just kept the rates. I can afford it, so I just kept the rates.
Okay, so you continue paying the higher rate, right?
Right.
Okay, thank you. If you could insure your property for less than its replacement value, what is the lowest range of replacement value for which you are comfortable insuring? 100%, I want to be insured for the full replacement value. The other one is 80% to less than 100%, 60% to less than 80%, or less than 60%.
Probably about 80%.
Okay, so it'll be 80% to less than 100%, that one?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Which of the following would you consider taking if insurance costs and home ownership costs were to continue increasing at the current rate or higher? Moving to another home within the same county, moving to another county within Florida, moving to another state, or I wouldn't move from my home?
Well, to tell you the truth, I am selling my home, but I'm moving farther south. So I'd still stay within the state.
Okay, let's see. So you would stay at Florida?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. In recent years, there has been a trend among homeowners who have paid off their mortgage to cancel the homeowner insurance policies. Would you consider it if your mortgage was paid off? Yes, no, I have already dropped my insurance?
Or well, no? I don't have, it's not even applicable because I don't have no mortgage, so I don't have to worry about that.
Okay, let's see. So it'll be... no, right?
No, right.
Okay, thank you. If a major hurricane impacts your area, which of these levels of government should help to reimburse your costs? Federal government, state government, local government, or government shouldn't be involved in recovery efforts?
No, to me, government shouldn't be involved.
Shouldn't be involved?
Should be.
Oh. Okay, so it'll, sorry, I couldn't hear you. You said shouldn't or should?
Shouldn't. Should not.
Oh, okay, thank you so much for that. On a scale of 1 to 5, where 5 is the highest, how much confidence do you have that local building codes are being enforced?
I would say probably 5 because they do quite a bit of inspections around Jacksonville.
Okay, got it. And the other one is that local land use planning takes into account hurricane risk between 1 and 5?
Probably about a 5.
Okay, and that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
New development, you mean personal or maybe the locality or what?
It says basically how much confidence do you have that new developments take into account hurricane wind risk?
Sure, I'd say probably about a 3.
3, okay, thank you. That new developments take into account flood risk?
Again, about 3.
And the last one is that building codes are as strict as they should be to mitigate loss.
On that one, I'd say probably about a 3 also.
3 also. Okay, thank you. And next, I would like to ask you a few questions about sea level rise. Do you believe sea level rise is happening in Florida? And do you think your property or finances will be affected?
Okay, I've got to hang up here on you because I've got a class I got to go to. So,
okay, right now we have a 71% completed. I don't know if I can call you at an exact time tomorrow, for example.
Well, I don't know. I don't know for sure.
Yeah, because we are almost done, believe me.
Okay, but you can try sometime tomorrow, but I can't guarantee it. It has to be sometime tomorrow afternoon.
Okay, and right now you are just leaving right away, or you can stay
some
minutes.
Right.
Okay, so if you want, I can call you in the afternoon.
That'll be fine.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it, okay? Have a wonderful day.
You too.
Thank you, bye-bye.